First, this weekend, the U.S. and China conduct joint naval exercises in the South China Sea. As political and economic ties between the two nations have grown in recent years, so have military contacts. Both countries are building their naval forces in the Western Pacific, and both are wondering about the other's intentions. NPR's Anthony Kuhn filed this report from southern China.
It's the first time China's current government has granted a U.S. warship access to an exclusively military port. On Wednesday, the amphibious assault ship USS Juno docked at a Chinese naval base in the southern city of Zhanjiang. U.S. Marines and sailors stood at attention on deck facing a Chinese Navy band on the pier. On Sunday, ships from the two navies will simulate a search and rescue mission at sea. The deputy commander of China's South Sea Fleet, Admiral Lin Yongqing, addressed the gathering. He said that the current round of exchanges showed a clear trend towards increased cooperation between the two navies. He called the variety of activities scheduled for the visit a breakthrough. Standing beside Admiral Lin was the commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, four-star Admiral Gary Roughhead. He came from Pearl Harbor for the event. In an interview, Admiral Roughhead said exchanges had picked up speed in the past year.
We have agreed to the set of standard communication protocols, series of exercises, all aimed at building transparency, trust, and quite frankly, common operating procedures, because it really is about being able to talk to PLA Navy ships on the high seas when we encounter one another.
One recent encounter took place on October 26th, when a Chinese submarine evaded detection until it got within firing range of the aircraft carrier USS Kitty Hawk off the coast of Okinawa, Japan. Admiral Roughhead pointed out that the ships were in international waters and they both had the right to be there.
Senior Chief Petty Officer Algerham.
Below deck on the Juno, the crew prepared to host Chinese sailors and journalists. Chief Petty Officer Gary Bolds showed visitors arrays of video monitors in the Combat Information Center.
In Combat Information Center, we maintain a navigational plot via radar and correlate with the bridge team on navigation. They use their visual, and of course we use radar.
U.S. critics of the exchanges argue that by showing China its warships and military exercises, the U.S. has helped China to modernize its military while giving the U.S. little insight into that modernization. Advocates of the exchanges say the personal contacts the two sides build now may prove useful in future emergencies. On the Juno's deck, a young ensign named Reginald Cruz admits he knows little about his Chinese counterparts, but he's eager to learn.
I don't know, I just want to go out there, have a good time, make some connections, and get to know how they live their life, and if it's similar to ours. Operations-wise, going out, family, pretty much the whole spectrum of Navy life, actually.
Other advocates say that exposure to the U.S. Navy will encourage the Chinese to make their military more professional. Admiral Roughhead remembers back in 1997 when he took Vice Admiral He Pengfei, then Deputy Chief of the Chinese Navy, aboard his Aegis missile cruiser.
What really struck me about Admiral He was he realized that it's not the equipment, it's the people. And he took every possible opportunity to meet my sailors. He was struck by the amount of initiative we allow our people to exercise.
The reach of China's Navy continues to grow far beyond its shores as it buys Russian destroyers and submarines and builds warships of its own. Yet China is unhappy when other countries label its military buildup a threat. Yu Maochun teaches Chinese military history at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
I would say the biggest contributing factor to that China threat feeling outside of China is China's lack of military transparency.
Yu and other analysts say that getting China's military to open up will take patience, and it remains to be seen who will glean more information from or have more influence over whom. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Zhanjiang, China.